I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, mother truckers, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. And it's, I think, officially set in that we're both ready for fall. I'm looking at your little pillow behind you, and I've got...
Oh, I've been decorated. I've been loving it.
Yeah. It's still really hot out. I was actually so... It's an apple cider mimosa, except Trader Joe's cider. I'll get to this Trader Joe's haul that I got today in a second, because 99% of it is, like, extremely exciting, good things. However, this is the first time I'm trying their cider, and it's not very good.
Oh, no.
However, the $5 Prosecco that I got, very good.
Oh, okay. You win some, you lose some.
You know, you do. I'll tell you all about it. You need to go to Trader Joe's. There's some good stuff there.
No, I literally haven't been in so long. I don't know why. Maybe this week. Maybe Wednesday.
They have a pumpkin beer, a six-pack for only $7.99. Justin's going to
really, because I keep checking our Publix for him every time.
I mean, I don't know if it's good. I got Sean the pumpkin beer. He hasn't tried it because he's not home yet, but I'll let you know.
Speaking of, oh my God, speaking of just pumpkin, no beer, I Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Latte this week, and it might have been the best coffee I've ever had in my entire life.
Seriously?
And normally my Dunkin' fails.
Your Dunkin'
all the
sucks.
Time. It's so bad. Oh my God, it was phenomenal. It was the best thing I've ever had. I don't know why. It was just so good.
Interesting. Okay.
It tastes very different than Starbucks, but that one was so good.
Starbucks, I prefer their hot pumpkin spice latte. Dunkin', I prefer their iced pumpkin spice latte. In case you're just wondering. Okay. Starbucks hot one is very, very good. And Dunkin's hot one is meh. But anywho.
I still want to try the other Starbucks fall drinks. I haven't done that yet.
Well, maybe when
Justin,
you come to my house, we can
try
do
the whatever, like the version of the oat milk shaken espresso. All
the apple one?
Crisp, yeah. Meh. He liked it. I tried it, and I... kind of a mess for me.
I tried the blueberry iced cobbler one at Dunkin' that's only available on the app, and that was very good. It was a little sweet, but it was good. Anyways, okay, well, while we're chatting about fall foods, why don't you instead catch us up on your life updates?
So, I got my wisdom teeth out, which went...
She did.
Shockingly well. Not at all what I expected.
I knew it would.
I guess, but like I've never even people,
it's your first like surgery,
like
yeah
but not I kept saying like I'm not nervous about it, like I really couldn't care less about the surgery. I just felt clueless about what my recovery was going to be like what I mean. I feel like everyone just says wisdom teeth are so miserable, like you're just like down forever, it takes forever to get like back to normal, like it's just so annoying. So like I expected to be... Maybe I just had my expectations, like, really, really low. But my everything went so well. First of all, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't, like, completely knocked out. But maybe I was and I just came back. Like, I just wasn't knocked out for very long. Because I feel like for at least the end of it, like, I remember hearing them talk and hearing everything. And I was just, like, chilling there. But didn't feel a thing while it happened. I think it went really fast. They said they didn't even have to like really drill anything out, like everything just came out easily, nothing was really into the bone, so that's probably why everything was so easy recovery wise
for sure.
But like immediately after, as soon as all the like numbing and pain meds or whatever I was on wore off, I really didn't have... my pain scale at the worst I would say was maybe like a 1.5 out of 10. Like I wouldn't even consider it a 2. I didn't really have pain. I just had like, it was like uncomfortable. Like
discomfort.
I felt like, yeah, like there was definitely something going on in my mouth, but I feel very lucky that I was not in any pain at all. The first day I was like, Mom, I need a little bit more than applesauce right now. Like I could do some noodles. Like I could literally just eat normal right now.
Some noodles.
The first night I was like, not that I want to, cause I don't want to ruin my healing process, but like I could very much eat a burger right now. Like I had full mobility of my mouth. I didn't have pain. Like, I was more so worried about stuff getting stuck back there, so I just didn't want to risk it. So pretty much the first 3 to 4 days, I just completely swallowed all my food. Like, I didn't chew anything. which was fine for the most part because I was just, well, I was home, I was eating soup, I was eating, I had Italian wedding soup, chicken noodle soup, dad made chili. So like all, oh, I had Olive Garden chicken and gnocchi soup. So everything that you could just kind of like slurp it down. No problems at all. Then I got home and I was just like over the soup. So I was home, surgery was on a Friday. I was home Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Flew home Monday like afternoonish. And then by the time I got here, I was like, I don't have any homemade soups. I don't want like Panera soup. Like I was kind of souped out. And I was like, I feel like I could just start eating, incorporating more. So the first night I was starving because of like the time my flight landed. I was like, I need a real meal. I was like, we're going to Chipotle. Because I figured like Chipotle, I just got my meat on the side. I cut everything up really, really small. I was like, I can just swallow this down. It was just so not enjoyable at that moment. And I was like, you know what? At this point, it has been 4 days. I have no pain. I need to start chewing again. So ever since then, I've still stuck to like soft foods. I haven't tried to just like chomp down on anything hard. But we are currently, as I'm speaking, 8 days post-op. Feeling good. I feel like my left side is completely healed. The only thing that's honestly uncomfortable now is my stitches are still in. Half of one. They probably
will be for a couple more days.
Yeah, that's what's annoying though. Half of one came out on this side. And it was like relief as soon as it came out. So I'm waiting for all the other ones to fall out. And then I feel like I'll be completely fine. Like that's the only thing that right now that feels uncomfortable to me is the fact that I still feel my stitches.
I just had to get up and see what the heck occurred in my house because I heard a very loud noise and I was like, what on earth? The shower caddy thing that is suction cup to my wall fell and everything fell on the ground. So nothing is broken, no. But I'll figure that out later. But that's better than I didn't know what Rita was getting into, or I don't know.
But I have now officially had a burger and some fries. I've had a lot of pasta, some mac and cheese. What else have I had? Oh, Justin made enchiladas. He made his mom's recipe enchiladas, and they were phenomenal.
Is that what you posted on your story?
Yeah.
I was wondering what the... I mean, I knew they were enchiladas, good. But...
Yes. Called up his mom to get the recipe. So yeah, I feel like I can't, well, I don't know. I feel like I could, but I'm still steering away from like anything hard or like steak or anything that's going to be like tough to chew through, at least until, I don't know. I'll give it like 2 more days. And then you think I can drink through a straw now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't done that
depends.
Yet.
Depends. Like I would drink like liquidy things. I wouldn't like suck a milkshake that's super thick, right. But yeah, you can drink like anything that's liquidy through a straw now. Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I did not swell literally at all. I maybe had the slightest bit of puffiness in my cheeks. I took bromelain before the surgery, like the probably 4 days leading up to the surgery, which is the enzyme in pineapple juice, because that's like the big thing going around TikTok right now is to drink pineapple juice before surgery because it helps with swelling. So instead of just drinking a ton of pineapple juice, I just got like the enzyme in like capsule form off Amazon. I don't know if that made a big difference or if it really just had an easy surgery and that's what made it so smooth sailing, but I was so not expecting that at all. So that was kind of a relief, honestly. Like it was nice because I could actually enjoy time being home. I just got to hang out with the fam a lot. And yeah, so now we are back. Everything else is fine. However, while I was home, I wanted to get my hair touched up again and we had another disaster and I didn't have time to fix it because I had to leave for the airport. So now every time I open my phone camera, it's like a jump scare and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I look like this. But the roots are starting to grow a little bit, so I feel like as that grows out and they'll blend, it'll be a lot better. I purple shampooed the heck out of it, so it's a little bit better. It's just currently like I feel like it's too close to my skin color. It's throwing me off going from like head to honestly hair right now.
I think you should go just like not as light blonde. Like I really think you should go like a darker blonde a little bit than that.
I want to go low maintenance bright blonde, so I want it to look like this.
Yeah, please show me because I don't really know what that means.
Are blended through way better.
Okay.
So like I feel like they probably take some like they still like baby light everything and I have like bright like
might
money
be hard
pieces
to
go frame.
To that now that you have that.
Well, I'm going to let my hair breathe for a while. I'm not going to touch it. I think when the roots grow out a little bit and it'll be better, mm-hmm. I'll just like deal with it. But then eventually I think I want to go with that so that I just don't really ever, like, as soon as because my hair just grows so fast.
Can't relate.
As soon as it starts growing out, then, like, I just want it to be able to, I want, like, such a nice shadow root that it'll just, like, blend all the way through.
simply cannot relate to that statement.
I need to find a hair salon that I love here, which I really loved my last lady, and I don't think it was her fault that my hair was fried.
It was so expensive, though.
Well, that too. I feel like that will be the case anywhere here.
I mean, you never know. That, to me, seemed a little bit more than, like, even the regular expensive. I don't know. And, like, so long. Like, it really, you should not be there that long.
That's not true. For blondes, almost everyone's there for hours.
When I was blonde, I mean, it was a while, but it was not. You were there for literally, like, six hours.
Oh, I was there, yeah, all day. But, like, she took her time and she did things in sections so that I didn't look like I do now. Like, that's, she did a good job.
It is a shame. I totally get what you're saying, though, when you find a hair girl you love. Like, my girl Christy back in Buffalo, I could tell her, I don't know, just like, I want to go blonde. She would do it, love it. And I was like, oh, I want to go dark. She would nail it. She nailed my color every single time. And the cut was always good. Mm-hmm. I got my hair done once here and I hated it. And ever since then, that was dramatic. I didn't hate it. It was just not what I wanted. Like, it looked fine. It was just not what I wanted. And so ever since then, I've just been doing it myself. I asked Christy, what do I need to get? She tells me what Wella colors to mix and do. And then I follow half her instructions because I'm lazy and don't measure everything out. And, you know, it turns out okay.
Yeah.
However, I do need it to grow.
I've been slacking on
my hair oil game.
Alex
Earl. And I'm out of Nutrafol.
I found accidentally where Alex Earl went. I wasn't planning on doing that. I was trying to, like, look through salons. And I feel like she does.
Her hair's fine, but it's just blonde. Like,
I know, but the only thing is she complains about, like, how damaged her hair is. That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, you need someone that's the only thing. I think that's another problem with having it processed so long. Is it was, like, it's a lot. You need someone that, like, uses Olaplex and doesn't do it as intense. I don't know.
If anyone knows of any really good blonde hairstylist in Miami, I'm willing to travel wherever I need to go.
Great, well, I'll find wherever. One over here.
I meant, like, up until, like the South Florida area.
Great, I mean, I'll find one over here. Over
there when I'm in town. Yeah, I don't care if that.
There's actually a good one. I'll have to find.
I do feel like you have more blondes here on your coast, so maybe that'll be easier to find.
The girl Emily goes to is good too, but she's probably pricey because it's in, like, Naples. But there's one around here that all the college girls go to, and their hair looks good.
Okay, we'll see. But anyway, so that happened. Other than that, since I've been home, I did have Lexi's broken leg syndrome the other day.
Oh my god, it is not. Listen, first of all, welcome to the club. It is a real thing. You guys made fun of me my whole life.
She just, like, has ailments all the time, and it's just so dramatic.
I will get to this in a minute with my my fitness journey is the reason for that, and I will get to that in my updates.
Good job. I'm proud of you. I don't know. I woke up randomly, and, like, my knee would, I don't even know the word. It wasn't, like, a click. It wasn't a pop. It was almost just, like, a grinding. Like, something felt like it was stuck in between when I would go to, like, lock it out and bend it. But I could bend it all the way, and I could lock it out all the way. It was only when it was started to shift from lock to bend. And I had to, like, walk with a limp for 2 days. I felt crazy because I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. Why does this, like, hurt right now? But don't worry, everyone. It finally went away on day 3. I can walk normal again. We are all good there. Other life updates. I decided I'm redoing some of the apartment, and shout out to whoever the girl was that when I said I hated my bedroom right now and I want to do something with it, but, like, I've been putting it off for years. Like, I haven't touched the decor since I moved into this apartment, basically anywhere except the coffee table and the entertainment stand that we did, I think, last year around this time ish, which I still love those. So, like, that's fine. But I keep just saying, like, oh, I'll just, like, do it when I get a house. I'll do it when I get a house. Like, what's the point of changing it now? And then a girl messaged me and was like, honestly, it is so smart to do now because when you get a house, you are going to, one, be shelling out so much money at once already, and two, have so many other projects to do that you're not going to want to do the things that you're talking about right now. And I'm like, you just changed my whole life. Because what is, like, our master bedroom right now is going to be all the decor and furniture for our guest bedroom in the house, because we just want, like, a king bed for our main master bedroom eventually. And I love the bed frame, so why would I not just get decor that I love now, have it be nice for the room in the time being, and then all of that will go with me to the house for the guest bedroom.
You just need a giant rug. That, for me, is what does it, is the tile floor. And
rug, different, like,
a giant rug.
Bedding, for sure. Bedding, rug, and nightstands are the main things. I probably won't do like decor in there. I don't care that much, but at least like the aesthetic of everything, at least a little bit elevated. And then what really sparked the next idea was how good my Dunkin' pumpkin spice latte was. And the next morning I was like, I think I need to go back again. Like, it was that good. And I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just make a coffee at home. Coffee at home has been terrible lately. Something with either the pods I got, which is the pods I get every single time. So it was either like a bad batch of that or the hazelnut creamer. Something's off with it.
It could be. You need to clean your Keurig out watery. Too. Yeah, that's your Keurig. When we cleaned our, well, we cleaned our Keurig out and it definitely worked. I think you have to run like vinegar and water through it or something, and it gets all like the gunk out, and maybe replace your filter. But either that or once we got, I think we ended up, we cleaned it and that definitely helped. And then we got a new one eventually. But when they just get too old, it does. It makes them watery.
I already decided I'm getting an espresso, so it's fine. That's another thing that I've been putting off for years. I keep saying like, oh my God, I can't wait to have a house to have a coffee bar. Like, I'm going to get the syrups. Like, I'm going to really figure out an at-home coffee. Like, I cannot wait for a house. We're going to do that when I get a house. Again, why do I have to put it off? Like, I would enjoy my coffee that I want every single morning a million times more if I would just do it now. And again, I'm going to be buying so much for the house. Why do I also need to buy an espresso then? I might as well get it now. So I didn't buy it yet. We're going to go Monday to get the Nespresso. They have the one I want at Target because I want like the white one. We're going to say RIP to the Blue Kitchen. We're going to do a kitchen makeover. I ordered a bunch of beige plates, bowls, utensils off of Amazon. And then I also decided that I'm finally, because this is something I've been wanting to do forever. And again, I just kept saying, oh, when I get a house, doing the spice rack organization where everything's going to be in the glass jars. They're all going to have just their name.
Just write the expiration dates.
I am. I am going to. And they're all going to have, I got like a little tier organizational thing. Because moving into a house and redoing everything, I'm not going to want to set aside other jobs to be like, let me organize my spice rack. So I'm going to have a day on Monday redoing the entire kitchen. And I'm very happy about it.
Love that for you.
Me too. I'm excited because I've literally been putting this off forever. Other than that, I started reading The Housemaid. I just finished part one. I might read, depending on what time we get done and depending on when Justin will be home, I might read a little bit more today. I like it. I like the suspicion of it. It's a lot slower moving than Verity. Like, Verity instantly was just like, oh my God.
Yes.
So I'm sure now part two, I know that this is going to pick up like crazy. But still, something about Verity was just insane.
It is.
But I do really like it, and yeah, I feel like I'm only just now getting to like the really good stuff, so I'll have to really
remember to give an update. It like gets really good and then it's like it goes quick, so
I figured.
Yeah,
that's it though. That's everything I've been up to.
Okay. Nothing is more defeating in the entire world than when I try and find you a house.
Yeah. Like, you're telling me.
I was gonna tell you that, like, I just, that coast is just like bad. It's so bad. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what you're gonna do
but think of how many that did come up eventually and just sold and we couldn't, like, they're gonna come. I know they are. I have faith they're gonna come. It's okay because we're not in a rush, so we're gonna wait until it does come. And
we just won't be hosting Christmas at your house like you thought.
You don't know that,
but that's okay.
One could come up this week.
It could, but if you have to do anything to it, then, you know, you might be in trouble.
Well, yeah, true.
But we can host here. It'll be a little bit more comfortable than last year now that we have all of the amenities.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so my updates. I spent the morning watching random people's birth vlogs. So that was my morning.
Everyone just had babies at the same time?
Well, and I just got on this like, oh, this person has a baby. Let me see if they have a birth vlog. I ended up watching Colleen Ballinger's birth vlog. I ended up watching Ellie and Jared.
Oh, that is controversial right now.
Who?
Colleen Ballinger. She's still canceled.
What? What? I didn't know anything about her.
Oh my god, she's been canceled for months.
For what? Please tell.
A bunch of, who were minors at the time all came out with, like, grooming allegations, but, like, also proof of, like, she would just, while she was with her ex-husband, would just, like, vent to these, like, 14-year-olds all about their relationship. She would ask them, like, sex questions. She would, like, there's, like, proof to it, which is sad because I genuinely
shook.
I know. I really liked her content. I liked her as a person, and I thought, like, she was a good person, but, like, no, it's been, like, bad for months.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have to send me more info on that. I had no idea. Her and then there's ex-husband, Ellie Jared, with the eight passenger stuff.
But Colleen's ex-husband just put out a three-hour-long interview about everything. She, okay, one clip that I did not watch a three-hour-long interview yet, but one clip I saw on TikTok. They were on their honeymoon, and she fake pretended that they had a fight just to text Shane Dawson drama about them. And he later, like, through a friend, was like, the friend had the screenshot, like, hey, this is what she sent to Shane. Like, this is confusing to me because I feel like you're not this type of guy. Made up a whole fake fight that they had just to start drama.
I don't get that. I'm confused. Yeah,
I don't know. Things are weird. Like,
interesting. And then with the eight passenger stuff with Ellie, I mean, yeah, it's not directly Ellie and Jared, but that whole thing. But you know who? Okay, so I watched Shay Mitchell's birth vlog. Did you know she had a birth vlog?
No, I didn't.
Fun. I watched Lauren Giraldo, who I don't really keep up with, and she didn't really it was more of a postpartum vlog to me than a birth vlog. Did you watch it?
I only got to, like,
there wasn't much of the birth in it, which is totally fine, but I just, it wasn't a birth vlog. Let's see, what else? Who else did I watch today? This girl, Elle Swift, who's British, that I found. I've never seen her before, but I love her and her husband. They were cute. Yeah, I don't know. I just went on a weird binge of, like, watching people's birth vlogs. Oh, I watched a lot of Della vlogs, like Fertility Journey, because I hadn't seen that. And then Matt and Abby. I'm a little confused. I, like, watched clips of it. Their videos are very, like, old style, fast paced. Like, I was like, whoa, okay, we need to, like, calm down. It's very much like quick, quick, quick. There's no pausing. There's no, like, very old style vlogging.
On their, did you watch their, like, most recent one, like the second child they just had?
So I started that, and then I didn't understand why she was getting a C-section, and I couldn't find the answer. So then I went back to the first one, and I still couldn't understand why she was getting induced. I don't know. I was very confused on, like, everything. So I gave up on them and went to somebody else. But what were you going to say?
No, I just they just kind of, like, talk and show everything, because I don't follow them, but one of their TikToks came up, I think, while they were there, and they were basically saying, like, they just were butting heads and fighting the entire time during their second birth. Like, they just could not.
Really?
Yeah, so I didn't know if, like, they're,
maybe I didn't get all the way through that, because I don't remember that.
I'll have to find the TikTok.
Okay.
Because I was interested. I was like, I wonder what happened.
That was this morning. Then I went to Bath & Body Works. The wallflowers are $2.95 right now, so I got six of those.
Love that.
And then I went
candles. I need to do that.
You missed the sale. Then I went to Trader Joe's. So I got, what did I get? Three cute little pumpkins. You gotta love their little pumpkins. They're real pumpkins. They're just, like, little ones for, like, 89 cents. Got some of those. I was gonna get fresh flowers, but literally all of the flowers that I wanted, I Googled, and all of them were toxic to cats. So I was like, okay, we're not gonna take any chances. Can't get those. I got, what else did I get? Of course, my frozen pastas, the usual. The La Colombe, they had an iced pumpkin spice latte, so I got two cans of those just for quick coffees. Let's see. I got a mini cinnamon broom for myself and Sean. He put his in his truck last year, and his truck smelled so good for, like, so long. So I was like, ooh, good idea. And then I got him the pumpkin beer. I got myself a Prosecco for $6 for the wine rack. This apple cider that's kind of meh. And I got, you know what? I was going to make this my favorite next week, but I'll just talk about it now. The everything and the elote Greek style yogurt dip.
I feel like mom has talked about this before.
My God, it is so good. I could not stop eating it. I ate an entire sleeve of crackers with it before we started recording this. It was so good. I had to force myself to stop eating it.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Like, what's in it? What is it?
It's like an elote dip, like a Mexican yogurt.
Like street corn?
Elote, like a street corn dip, yeah. Yeah, it was very good. I just get so overstimulated in Trader Joe's. There's just like stuff everywhere, and I feel like I can't focus on like what I'm looking for. And
it was when really I go crowded. Alone, I feel that way. I like that's somewhere where I need an emotional support buddy to really be able to focus and like look at the new things and decide what I want to get. If I'm there alone, I only go for what I know I'm getting, and that's it.
Like in the the refrigerated aisle, they also have like cookies and stuff, like everything on top. So I feel like I can't focus on what is going on. But anyways, yeah, it was good. It was a good time. I'm glad I went. Sean is away, so I've just been like relaxing, reading, which I'll get into in a minute, doing things. My correct Temu order came, so that's exciting. Good. I put that stuff up. Got a couple new phone cases that cover the camera because, not cover the camera, but like the glass around the camera because my phone's still broken on the back, and these are the only ones that truly keep the glass contained. So I got that. I got a Halloween mat, these 3D bats, you know, fall stuff. Work has been kind of crazy. There was a flood. The water tank bursts Thursday night. And so a lot of the clinic flooded. So I don't know what this week of work is going to look like for me. I have no idea. So that's going to be interesting. But Friday I was in the OR, and normally on OR days, I walk out of the day, and this was like the longest OR day I've had. Like, we were there for a very long time. And I walk out normally and I am in like so much pain. My lower back hurts, my knees hurt, like I'm so tired, like just physical pain. And I'm telling you what, it has to be because I've been like lifting weights and getting stronger and just like going to the gym more. But I felt great. I did not have any aches and pains. I actually went to the gym after the OR, which is like insane for me. And I did like a 30-minute treadmill, like running workout. I did upper body. I just felt so good. And I was like, dang, I am so proud of myself for like feeling like, do I look 100% how I want to look? No, but like, I feel so strong and I don't have like back pain and like leg pain and I don't know. So I'm just feeling really good about my fitness journey.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's just helped like my body aches and pains. And that's why they say like, you should lift while you're young so that when you're older, like your body's in better shape. And I was always just like, oh, you know, we were blessed with pretty good metabolisms. But so because of that, I never lifted weights and I didn't think my body could. I was just always weak. And I just like said that I would be like that forever. But no, that's not the case. So feeling good. Didn't go to the gym today, but maybe I'll go tomorrow. I restarted Stranger Things because I just wanted a spooky show. And honest to God, American Horror Story just like was kind of boring me. Like I wasn't.
Oh, the new one? Or
I did. No. What? I did. The new one's not out yet. Which one did I do? I did Asylum and I was like bored. So I don't know. I'm watching Stranger Things again. We'll see if I get like all the way through it. But I wanted a show besides Gilmore Girls that's like very fall.
Yeah, I don't know what. I was trying to think of that the other day, and, like, I really don't know of any fall. I mean, like, the Gossipville Thanksgiving episodes.
The Haunting of Hill House and The Haunting of Bly Manor are good, but I've just seen them too many times. They're a little spooky, though, but if you haven't seen that, they're very, very good. Stranger Things is a good one that, like, feels that kind of vibe. Gilmore Girls I love, but it's just not, like, a intense show. It's, like, a chill, relaxed background show. I could restart Gossip Girl because it's been a while. People keep telling me that like they're doing a legitimate reboot with the cast, like that Taylor Momsen and Penn Badgley have been like spotted together, and I just don't believe it. I don't want to get my hopes up because I just don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't.
But people are saying they are.
I would love it, but I don't believe it. I've still been on my Vanderpump kick, but I just got to the beginning of season 8, which you say 8 and 9 are like kind of boring, but I think it's so funny how they're gonna introduce like 2 new main characters in season 8 and put them in the intro, Dana and Max, and yet Raquel is still like not even mentioned. But I'm sorry, oh my god, she is so painful to watch.
I told like, you.
Oh my god, I don't even know how they let her on the show.
It took like, her a long time.
there had to have been so many complaints at this time that like, she is painfully hard to listen to. Does she get better?
I mean, I would like to say yes, like she gets a little bit less painful to watch, but then you know what she does in that season and you're like, oh. Well,
right. Honestly, like there's lights are on and no one's up here.
She gets less like that eventually, but she then gets annoying in other ways. Like she starts arguments and stuff that she doesn't need to be in.
Like she 1,000% seems like the person that would fake a different name. Like she 100% is named Rachel and she wants everyone to call her Raquel. Like you, that is her.
That it explains is kind everything of about just her. Wild to me that she like just isn't on this season. Like after all this went down, she can't even like capitalize on it.
And then did
it.
You see Sandoval commented on her birthday and wish her happy birthday?
Yeah, friend. It was so cringe.
But also not a birthday post. Like she posted a few days later or a few days before on her birthday. He commented that, called her friend. And then she took to her story like he's blocked.
Yikes.
Yeah, very yikes. Also, James, how does he last this long?
Oh, he gets, what do you mean? He gets so funny.
Like, I guess because he's good for like TV and entertaining, but like, poor guy needed a lot of therapy a long time ago.
Oh, and he needed to stop drinking so much and do all that. But yes. He does, and he gets better.
Well, I know. I can't believe he even lasted this long. I can't believe they kept letting him on the show. Like, mm-hmm. It's bad. It is disrespectful. He is so, like, he's crazy, and everyone hates him, and yet he's still on the show.
He comes back around.
But yeah, I just got to like, not many of them work at Sur anymore. I'm still going to watch it all the way through, but I'll probably be less like invested in these next few.
But just the next couple, and then it gets good again.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like bad, but yeah, the other ones were just like so good. Other than that, we watched the original Bring It On.
We were going to watch
all of them in order, but you have to rent them.
Fun buns anywhere.
So I'll give you a website. We want to watch all of them. Well, I know, but on my TV, sometimes like the stream, I don't know. I got to figure out the streaming, but yeah, we're going to have a marathon, but then we went from Bring It On and then we watched Step Up, which actually we didn't finish last night. We need to finish Step Up tonight.
If you get the iWeb TV app, you can stream anything from the internet. So like anything online. Get it on your Roku and then get it on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
Yep.
We had a lot of plans for this podcast, but again, here we are.
And we're almost done. I know. Do we just save what we had for this podcast for a whole nother one then? And we'll just keep chit-chatting?
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We will. Okay. Well,
but it's fine. Then we're not even going to tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But let's do our favorites. And then we can talk a little bit more about our thoughts on the social media babies, because I feel like we need some updates on that and some other random things that are happening. The 8 passengers, we'll talk about the social media babies, all the things. So, number one, what is your favorite this week? And I am so proud of this.
I know it's a very Lexi Fuller move of me. The Birkenstock clog dupes, because I feel like it's the perfect Florida fall shoe, because like I can't wear Uggs, but
you can.
I mean, okay,
eventually,
could
not
I?
Yet.
Yes, but like. Especially not yet. In this time frame, not at all. So it's like, it's still a fall shoe. I got both colors. So I got one from Target, the black ones from Target, and then the brown ones I just got in from Amazon. And I feel like they're just so convenient to just slide right on for anything I'm doing. But like, they still look cute. And even Justin has been loving them. And he has both pairs as well. And that's very different for him.
He has them? Both of them. I can't wait. I can't wait, because he probably would have made fun of me for those.
I don't think he... I mean, he's been wanting them for, honestly, since over last year, too. He wanted them for a while, but I'm just shocked at how much he's, like, wearing them and loving them. But, yeah, that has been a favorite in this household. We've been loving them. And I've been, like, saving so many... Oh, I've been on Pinterest queen lately.
Oh, you and me both.
House inspo, with, like, fall outfit inspo, picture ideas, whatever it is. But, like, so many cute fall outfit ideas with those that I'm excited for.
I forgot to tell you, today I fully got in my car and pulled out of the driveway to go to Bath and Body Works and Trader Joe's. Completely forgot I was wearing slippers, and not like the kind of slippers that you can wear out in public as shoes. These are what I had on my feet.
I mean, some people do.
No, like, they're slippers, and so I literally had to pull
bottom.
I had to pull back into the driveway and go change my shoes because I didn't even realize it. Okay, my favorite of the week. Listen up, because I am passionate about this. And I can't believe it, because when my friend Emily gave me this book and I started reading it, I was like, I don't know if this is like my jam. It is truly one of the best books I've read in a very, very long time. And I've read a lot of good books recently, and this one is so good. This is how I describe it. I will read the text that I sent my other friend, Maddie, that I told her, like, describing the book. Because apparently it's been all over TikTok. I have not opened the TikTok app in a very long time. So I didn't know. My friend just told me, you need to read this book. It's really, really good. And I was like, okay. Sounds good. So, let's see. Where is my text that I described it? I cannot find it.
Perfect. Really great. Good description.
Hold on. I will find it. Basically, my favorite is The Fourth Wing. And it is like, okay, here's how I can describe it to you. The storytelling of it aspect, like the writing, the storytelling reminds me a lot of the Harry Potter series with like how good it is and keeps you enthralled. The world itself is very Game of Thrones. Like there's dragons. It's like that kind of vibe. The death aspect of it is very Hunger Games. And then the spiciness and like the romance is giving 50 Shades. So it's like a very good mix of like storytelling and like action and drama. And it is going to make a phenomenal movie. Like,
is it coming out?
Or
is
it I don't know. Works yet? There's a sequel coming out November 7th. I think I'm going to have to pre-order the book because I'm not even done with it. I've just been like forcing myself not to finish it because I'm so sad that I'm finishing it. But I'm telling you, because you read the Hunger Games books, right? And Twilight? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. The relationship aspect is very Twilight-y. So, like, I really do think you would like it. I think Mom would really, really like it, too. And I'm going to make you guys read it. It is a thick boy. It's, like, the size of, like, the Harry Potter and the Twilight books. But it, I mean, I read it like that. And the first couple chapters, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, I'm not a big fantasy girly. I say that, but, like, the Harry Potter books are, like, my favorite book series ever. But oh my God, it's so good. I have nothing but good things to say about it. I like probably will finish it tonight and I might be so sad, but it's phenomenal. I know a bunch of people are going to tell me to read A Court of Thorns and Roses. I don't know if that's my vibe. ACOTAR, have you seen that? It's like a series and they have a billion spinoffs.
I've seen people talk about it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Maddie and Natalie love it. My two friends like absolutely love it, but I just don't know if that's my vibe. That might be like a little too fantasy for me. Whereas this one is more like, they're kind of in like a school aspect, kind of like Harry Potter too, kind of. But they're like in their 20s. It's so good. I don't want to spoil anything. It's just phenomenal. And I really need them to make a well-cast movie because the casting could kill it. Because I have a picture of the people in my head. They do a very good job of describing the characters. And if they cast someone ugly, I'll be upset.
I feel like they don't turn books into movies like they used to.
They don't, but I think because this one's blowing up so much on TikTok, it might be. There's like already videos on like E Network of like who they would cast in
books that have blown up that like need. Like Verity. How is that not in the works of a movie yet?
Oh, I want that to be a show. I think that would make a great series. Well, either or.
But like something.
They're making. What book have I read that they are making a
series? It Ends With Us.
It might be Verity.
I read that.
No, but it might be Verity.
A movie, but
that they're turning into a series. Oh, no. The Winter in Paradise books that I read, maybe they're turning into a series. I don't know. A book that I loved, they are turning into a series eventually. But yeah, I really want The Fourth Wing to become a movie. So if you haven't read it and you're in the mood for a good book, I would recommend that. Again, the cover actually looks like Hunger Games to me. But let's see. I'm going to Google it and see. Is The Fourth Wing going to be a movie? There's no news yet. But it wouldn't surprise me if it happens, this person said. Okay. Interesting. So yeah, I really want you to read that after you do The Housemaid.
Well, I need to get it though, because my friend, right?
Yeah, there is. There's a sequel. It's good. It just, I liked The Housemaid better.
Mm. Okay.
But I loved it. Okay. So really quick before we end this podcast, first of all, so Lauren Elizabeth, social media, Lauren Elizabeth had a baby girl named Olive. Lauren Giraldo had a baby boy named Rio. Did she talk about her plan? Like, does she not plan to show him ever? Because in her vlog, she did not.
She was very open with, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, she talked about it all along. She was like, I don't know how long I'm going to take off after postpartum. I don't know what I'm going to show. She's like, I'm definitely going to show me and all that postpartum stuff. She's like, I really don't know yet how much of the kid I'm going to show. I don't know. Like, so she was very open along the whole process of like not knowing what she's doing. So no, there was no decision yet. So I don't know. I mean, there, like, she said she wanted to keep the birth a surprise, or like a sentimental thing, not a surprise. A sentimental thing with just them. Like, I understand that concept of it. I do feel like she'll show the baby. Like, she was never outright, okay, like, maybe it'll just be like two separate videos. Like, that was more so like the hospital, birth, postpartum, all of that. And maybe there'll be another like actual baby video.
Gotcha.
Cause yeah, I don't think I, from what I've seen, she never said that she wasn't gonna show him.
Who else is there that is either pregnant or recently had a baby?
I just feel like everyone is pregnant or everyone has had a baby in the last 6 months.
Yeah, I will agree with you there. You don't have any more specific people?
Not off the top of my head. I'm trying to think. Just the Lauren and Lauren.
Okay. Another topic that I didn't even really know was a thing are... But I follow Paige Lorenz. Do you follow her?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, so she's dating Tommy Paul. He's a tennis player. And
I did watch I didn't realize that, like, I was at your house because they came on suggestion.
I didn't realize that, like, the tennis girlfriend aesthetic, like, they all dress like Paige and they all look like that. Like, that Morgan girl is dating a tennis player. Like, all the like girlfriends and wives of these tennis players are like gorgeous, dressed to the nines. Like, on Gals on the Go, they described it as like they look like first ladies, and they really do. They're like stunning. Oh, they're like a whole nother species. Oh my gosh. I mean, I kind of get that because like tennis is a very like put together, like, ritzy sport. Yeah. Classy, yeah. But I didn't know that was a thing, like the fashion and like the paparazzi of these tennis girlfriends. Like, I had no idea. So I thought that was very interesting.
Going through like her tagged pictures, or not tagged, pinned Instagram pictures of like, yeah, the very classy outfits.
And if you type in, I don't know her name, it's like M-O-O-R-G-S or something. Her name is Morgan. She's also blonde and also dating a tennis player. Similar kind of aesthetic and vibe. Also gorgeous. Did you see the Hailey Bieber stuff? Now that they've hit 5 years and he doesn't need her to stay in the country, people think they're going to get divorced.
Yeah, but then he just put, I love you more than anything in this entire world. Happy 5 years. Whole long cute Instagram picture.
People yeah, I just don't like, know. I saw this reel, though, that was really cringy of, like, she made it seem like Justin was filming her, but they caught that it was her filming her, and I'm just like, no, that's so cringe.
That's so embarrassing. But did you see, like, how he showed up the other day to her, like, Krispy Kreme strawberry glazed donut?
Like, a homeless man off the street?
And, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know what their dynamic is. I would love to be a fly on a wall for like a few days.
Speaking of dynamic, me. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet are actually dating?
You know, good for her.
Or do we think it's for publicity?
No. What? I don't think so.
He is not her type.
You know what? But that's okay. Her type didn't work out for her. So maybe she just needed.
I agree, but.
Let her be. And Kendall and Bad Bunny, never saw that one coming either. But like, I don't know. I'm not opposed to it. Like, it's just so different for her. I kind of love it.
Oh, dude, what was Courtney's post about, like, almost losing the baby in the hospital or something?
Yeah, I don't know. There was some sort of emergency that Travis had to, they, like,
but she's still
canceled
pregnant?
The rest of the Blink 182 tour for him to fly home.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe so.
Wow. Okay. I feel like I'm just talking about random things on my mind. I guess we could probably end this. I'm just like
really
vomiting.
Pretty sunset outside right now, and I think I'm going to go take Claude for a walk so I can enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I will do the same with my dog.
Okay.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us rambling. I promise the next one will have a theme, but I didn't hate this. I didn't hate just chatting.
No, I agree. It was so unplanned.
Nicely.
We really had
a plan for once.
And we just got caught up.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're not already, follow us on the Instagram at Outgoing Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review if you're feeling generous on whatever you listen to us on. And we'll see you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.